There are many cultural forms in every country through which we can understand people's life and histories and heart. There are many cultural forms, means customs, habits, the manners, rituals, many forms. And those forms are not merely forms because they are just like a mirror, M-I-R-R-O-R, just like a mirror, which people's life are reflected. So that's why we have to make every possible effort to understand different culture, because it is not the mere forms, it is the mirror. We can see our mind, our life in it. So, the United States, you have already lots of the historical background, religious background, and also cultural background, many forms. But through that forms, the people understand who you are, what kind of life you have followed. So, your cultural forms are very important for us. What is the mirror? What is the mirror which the essence of man's existence is reflected in? What is a mirror? Not only the cultural forms, but we have to understand what the mirror, what is the mirror that the essential nature of human life is reflected in it. So, Dogen Zenji mentions in Shobo Genzo, Tairo is a kokyo in Japanese, which means literally old mirror, or ancient mirror. This is a very interesting chapter. So mirror is, I mentioned mirror, is that which you can see the essential nature of human life reflected in it, in that mirror. So that mirror implies kind of vastness, vast expanse of, what to say, sky or space, where all sentient beings coexist simultaneously in peace, in silence, in harmony. Well, plainly speaking, maybe it is called sometimes the truth. So this is a mirror. So in other words, what is a mirror means, what is the truth? So how is that mirror exercised? Does that mirror reflect? How do all sentient beings reflect in that mirror. First point, Dogen Zenji mentions are like this, a little bit difficult, but I will explain later, okay? It is the ancient mirror that Buddhas and patriarchs have received, preserved, and transmitted personally. They are all the same and one, with view, face, shape, mold, practice, and enlightenment. When the barbarian comes, he is reflected in that mirror. Also, when the Chinese comes, he is reflected in it, containing one moment or 10,000 years. Also, when the past, the present, or the Buddhas and ancestors come, they are reflected. This is the first point. What is a mirror? The mentions it is the mirror, ancient mirror that Buddhas and ancestors have received and preserved and transmitted. Personally means historically or personally, anyway, from generation to generations. Each single Buddhas and ancestors anyway received this mirror and preserve and transmit, try to hand it down from generation to generation. So that mirror is very personal, but it's not personal because many Buddhas, many ancestors try to receive and preserve and transmit it from generation to generation, the same mirror. So it's public, completely public. It's personal, but it's public. Means you cannot hoard by yourself. If you realize how important, how sublime human life, through your life, you cannot hold it. You have to receive it and maintain it and preserve it and transmit it to next generations. This is natural. So what is the essence of human life? What you have attained enlightenment. Saying how sublime human life is, how important human life is. So this is yours. This enlightenment is really personal, but it's not personal. It's really for everyone. So naturally, it's coming up. You try to maintain, receive it, and maintain it, and transmit it. So you want to say something. You want to say something about it to your sons, to your daughters, to your friends, to the next generations. So it's become public. Okay? So that is a mirror. That is a mirror. Mirror means the same and one place where all sentient beings live in peace, in harmony, beyond your speculation. Okay? So called, we say, truth. Truth is an inexplainable state of existence which is constantly going as they truly is, truly are. That is temporary, we call truth. Sometimes we say universe, whole universe, because it's pretty hard to explain it. explain it in a word. So, that is, and then he says they are all the same and one with view, face, shape, mold, practice, and enlightenment. If Buddhas and ancestors are reflected in that mirror, all Buddhas and ancestors have the same and one view. No difference. If you realize how sublimity of human life through your life, this is not different from that which people have experienced. Exactly the same things. So very naturally, the view, when the Buddhas and ancestors are reflected in that mirror, they have the same and one view. Okay? And also, the face, look, is of course different, but they are same. All Buddhas and ancestors, same look, same face. Difference, but they are the same as one. Okay. So almost, exactly, they are different, but you can see same feeling. Do you understand? For instance, American, if you live in the United States for many, many years, okay, everyone has a different look. But if your life is reflected in the same so-called American culture, you can see same look, can't you? Sure, you can see. Oh, you're American. Yes, you can. So from now on, you try. Particularly when you go to the Europe and not necessarily in Japan. Japan is completely different, you know. They have all the Japanese. But if you go to Europe, you are almost the same as the Europeans. But still, you're Americans. You can realize. People say, are you American? Yes, you can see. So looks are different, but exactly same look. So call American. Okay. So, not cultural mirror, if your life is reflected in a huge spiritual mirror, exactly everyone has the same look. Okay? Yes, it is true. Completely beyond the races, completely beyond the cultural background, you become exactly the same look. And also he says shape and the mold is actually in general sense, the shape means same type, same form, gassho, this is a shape, you know, gassho form, if you do gassho, that a certain shape there, okay? If you do the Zen, you have same shape, so called the five skandhas, you know, nose, mouth, and ears, but exactly same shape. If your life is reflected in the spiritual, that huge mirror, your shape becomes same with Buddhas, ancestors, everyone. Okay. If you do that, if you don't believe me, do that then anyway. Your shape becomes same. Even though you don't face me, but I can see the same shape from your back. So this is true. And also mold, the same one with a mold. In a usual sense, it's not good because we try to mold your life into the one shape, the same and one pattern. You don't like it, you know. This is a morality, ethics, and etc. But if your life is defected, and that's the mirror which the essence, the essential nature of human existence is reflected, your life becomes exactly same mold. Your life is mold in the same and one pattern. Means so-called faith, stability, complete stability wherever you may go. One pattern. Okay? Even though circumstances changes, but your pattern is exactly same and one. That's why in Zen we say, wherever you may go, in whichever you may go, or in whatever you may be, you must be master of yourself. This is exactly your life is molded into the same one pattern. But that one pattern is always changeable in every circumstance, freely. This is called samadhi. You say samadhi in Japanese, in Buddhism. Okay? Samadhi, we say. And also practice and enlightenment so as to reach this same one with view and face, shape and mold, we try to practice. Okay? Then through that practice, you will see a certain result. So I think naturally, if your life is reflected in that mirror, you have the same one type of life. And whatever you do, you are always going the same road with the people, exactly the same. This is a practice. And then same result means you can walk hand in hand with the people. That is what? Peace, harmony, we say. So when your life is completely reflected in that mirror, you can have a certain pattern, that not certain, the same one pattern, and look, your looks, your heart, your lifestyles are all the same. But from that same one pattern, there are myriad different type of life coming up freely, constantly, under all circumstances. That's why, what is that? This is a practice. And what is this? Through that practice, what you will get, that is a result. So go, peace, and harmony in your life, okay? So that's why, you said, Dogen Zenji says like this, when the barbarian comes, he is reflected in that mirror. Anyway, when the barbarian American comes, Americans are reflected, Japanese comes, Japanese are reflected naturally. Anyway, without no complaints. A Christian comes, the Christians are reflected anyway. But human beings are really, stubborn, We are always, always, we are just like, I always mention, we are just like, octopus. Do you know the octopus? When you become a fisherman, it's very easy, simple way to catch the octopus. You just put any kind of pot, tied with a rope, and many pots, you know, on the rocks, and then sink them, okay, to the bottom of the ocean, and then the octopus get into that each pot. This is called my territory, okay? So-called Christianity, Buddhism, Americans, many parts there. Times, space, and customs, and then each part moves, start to move, you know, so-called functioning of American culture, okay? Japanese culture. And each octopus always become tight, you know, whenever it moves, whenever part moves, office tight. And then finally we can easily get it. Do you understand? This is all of you. You're just like an octopus. Human beings just like an octopus. Try to see the people and talk about the Buddhism and the Christianity and whatever culture, different cultures, and they and talking about you, try to understand, you know. The more you try to talk, the more people don't understand you. You try to talk about Buddhism, how wonderful it is, you know. How different it is, and, you know, from other religions. It's that people don't trust you, people don't understand. So how stubborn we are, just like an octopus. And then that is what is this? This is exactly something people can depend on and feel relief, but it is nothing but egoistic. That's it. So finally, what happens? It is called death. Commit suicide by itself, by themselves, you know. By egoistic, by the prejudice, finally, octopus has to die. Commit suicide by themselves. But people don't understand this one. Okay. This is our first point. What is the mirror? The second, Dogen Zenji mentions like this. His statement, not dim, either inside and outside, means that inside is not against outside, and vice versa. There is no front or back. Both of them are visible as one whole. The words, mind and eye, resembling each other, mean that a man sees a man, and that the mind is his eye, both inside and outside, the mirror. Both of them being visible as one all. The present self and the world are both the inside and outside of the mirror. There is no difference, such as self and others. Both of them being visible as one whole. Others are self, self is others. Okay, here's the second point of the what is a mirror. He says, mirror is completely clear, inside and outside, completely clear. Actually, usual mirror has the front is very clear, and the back is not clear, a little bit dim, you know. So, but this mirror is completely clear inside and outside, and also it doesn't have a certain concept, so called inside opposed to outside. Inside is simultaneously outside, you know. Outside is simultaneously inside. So there is no particular limitations. So that's why this is very clear. In other words, kind of transparent. Complete transparent. If you try to see this altar through my body, you can see that this altar through my body. See, exactly, you know, because it's very clear, you know. So no inside, no outside. And also he says, no front or back. So finally, you in the usual mirror, there are front and back. But actually, this mirror doesn't have a particular category, so-called front or back. And also, both of them are visible as one whole. So, and also, this is the actual true mirror. If you want to see the essential nature of human existence through that mirror must be completely clear without any limitation of outside and inside or front or back. Exactly clear. But it is. It is a mirror where you stand up, your life is reflected. So that is a image of the mirror, okay? And then, but if you say, if you use a mirror, I think that we can imagine kind of a front and back. Otherwise, it's very difficult to understand the mirror. So let's use the front and the back. If it has front and back, so what is this? What's the relation between the front and back? It says it is like mind and eyes. So it says the words mind and eyes resembling each other means that man sees man. And the mind is his eye, both inside and outside the mirror, both of them being visible as one core. So it is just like a relationship between the mind and eye. Mind manifests itself in the eye. So you can see the mind through in your eyes. So mind itself constantly manifests itself in I. And I, anyway, manifests itself outside based on the mind. So I is always functioning externally based on the mind. So mind and eyes, front and back, are exactly the same. Both the same. Temporarily, we can say mind and eyes. But if you want to know your mind, what just you can see your eyes, that's it. And then you can see your mind in the eyes. And if you have an opportunity to see your mind, you can see your eyes in the mind. So it is just like a man look at man. You look at yourself, okay? Or maybe there is a Zen story that if you look at the well, you know, well look at you. So well and you are same. Donkey poked his head into the well and look at his face. And then the donkey look at well look at donkey. Finally, donkey, look at donkey. Well, look at well. Because donkeys and well, within the donkey, there is a well. In the well, there is a donkey. So who is seeing whom? Nothing. Just when you see the donkey, just the donkey, look at what? Donkey. This is the exact functioning of exact state of the functioning of the mirror. Okay. And the present self and the world are both the inside and outside of the mirror. There is no difference such as self and others, both of them being visible as one whole. Others are self and self is others. So that mirror is exactly the same and one place where all sentient beings coexist in peace and harmony, talking with each other in peace and harmony, walking each other hand in hand in peace. So very naturally, in the camels are camels. Reflected in that mirror with the elephant in India, in Africa, South Africa. South Africa's in elephant and the camel talks each other, walking each other in the same place. Or if you look at the mirror. Okay, this mirror, I look at the mirror, you stand up in the mirror, okay? And then both a different face, different form, different lifestyle. But if your life is reflected in that mirror, and I am reflected in that mirror, different face come together, and finally, different face becomes one. So your looks, my looks, reflected in the same mirror, but it's same. Through that, if you look at that mirror very calmly, you can see the difference. But through that difference, you can see the same. Well, that's why we have to make every possible effort to understand the different cultures, different personalities. Why we have to stand up in the different personalities. Why we have to live with the people who have complete different personality. Why? Because we are same. So let's live together in peace and harmony, with a group, with a people who have completely different lifestyle, personality from you, means you have to stand up in that mirror. The people stand up in the mirror and with a calm mind continually see different shape, different face. Find a different face, become one and same face. Through that, exactly same essential nature of human existence. This is a spiritual mirror, so-called ancestor, ancient mirror, so-called truth. Okay? And third point, there is an interesting story. Okay? There is an interesting story. The Xuan Xia came forward saying, what will become of them when the clear mirror appears suddenly? Both of them will appear. I don't agree. What then? Ask me again, please. What will become of them when the clear mirror appears suddenly? It will disintegrate. Xuan Xia talks about something. When the clear mirror meet with a clear mirror, another clear mirror, okay? And then what happens? What happens is that when you see the exactly clear mirror, because you are also clear mirror. So when the clear mirror meets the clear mirror, what happens? And then the Sipo says, both clear mirrors means I and you disappear. Because both are clear mirror. I and you are clear mirror. And the Geshe Zen Master says, I am not satisfied. I don't satisfy that one. So he says, Sipo says, how about you? How can you say? And then he says, Geshe Zen Master says, it completely disintegrates. In other words, slivers. Pieces broken.
Slivers.
Fragments. Yes. Pieces. Hundred million pieces. Okay. Broken pieces anyway. Okay? Completely tiny broken pieces. Then the Dogen Zenji tried to explain it. Comment on their stories. And finally, he says the last part of explanations, he says, what then is the shape of the broken pieces? And he says, it is eternally deep water and the moon in the sky. Means, when you see, we try to approach to what the truth is, what the clear mirror is. Through our experience, through our studies, through our practice, we try to. And then when you reach exactly true clear mirrors, means when you meet exactly that clear mirror. Complete, there is no particular mirror between the you and the mirror. So mirror is complete broken pieces. What do you mean? That means finally broken pieces of culture. Your lifestyle. Your life. When you get up in the morning, this is a mirror. When you do gassho, this is a mirror. When you see the trees in autumn, this is a mirror. You can see the essential nature of human existence. So tree is not the part of the creature different from human beings. You can see the trees, through that you can see your life. So finally, tree is clear mirror. When you talk with a mirror, this is a poem. You can create a poem, but poem is nothing but the mirror. Through the mirror, you can see that kind of sentimental and huge world, something more than intellectual, but it is not exactly something you have to attach to it. But through that words, there is a completely inconceivable world there. That means essential nature of human existence. Through the poem, you have to see this one. Through the trees, you have to see this essential nature of human existence. So very naturally, your five scandals, your body is your mirror. Your thinking is also your mirror. If you have a particular occupation, so-called mountaineer is your mirror. So through the mountaineer, you can learn life of the trees, life of the bird, life of the frog, life of the Americans, life of the Japanese. You can learn. through the rock climbers, you can see the same life of the trees and the frogs and rivers and skies. So that's why we try to see what the real mirror is, where our life is reflected simultaneously with all sentient beings. All sentient beings are reflected in the mirror. And then when you see this mirror, what happens? No partitions. So-called, here is a particular mirror. No. So, there is a complete, when you see that mirror, your life is completely broken pieces. Means your nose is just your nose. Your five skandhas are just five skandhas. We have to see. We have to see, we have to learn. We have to learn your bodies, your mind, your life, anyway. So that's why Dogen Zenji mentions that study the Buddhism is to study the self. Very naturally, we have to start to learn what human life is. But in order to learn the self and your life, it's very difficult to learn the essential nature of human existence in public, in universe, because we have lots of prejudice, just like octopus. So one by one, we have to take it off, that prejudice. So what is the practice? In order to meet this mirror, we have to practice the same things as Buddhas and ancestors and in the past did. This is our practice. Not only the Japanese, but the Americans and the Europeans, whoever you are, we have to practice this. Simple practice is zazen. We do. So what is a zazen? Zazen is exactly, take off your each prejudice. Just sit down. Zazen itself is become huge mirror. Your life is reflected beyond your speculation. So let's reflect your body and mind in that mirror. That is just sit down there. Naturally, you can see. This is a very basic, simple practice we do. Okay, do you have a question? Any questions?
What happens when, I don't know if I'm rephrasing this correctly, okay? When that a clear mirror meets a mirror that is not clear.
If you see two mirrors.
Okay.
It's not clear, but it's originally it's very clear, that's why Seppo Zen Master says both of them disappear. Clear mirror, your body and mind is very transparent, my body and my mind is completely transparent, and meet together and put together, both disappear. Do you understand? Just like a Casper.
Like a what?
Casper.
Casper.
Two Caspers see each other, meet together, walk together, finally to disappear.
How does a mirror get back to that clear state? Mm-hmm. How does a tarnished, dirty, disgusting mirror turn into a clear mirror again?
Well, it's always a clear mirror.
Why doesn't it always seem clear?
Constantly. Or where? Hmm? What is it?
It doesn't always seem clear.
That is your understanding, but the original, that's why it's the essential nature of human existence, not only your mirror, okay? If you see mirror just in terms of your point of view, it's not clear, okay? But it's the origin clear. Just like a mirror of the trees, the mirror of the frogs, the mirror of the sky, you know? So, all are clear, completely, from the beginning to end, it's clear. Alright? Well, you say,
How do you get from there to there?
Huh?
How do you see that?
This is already, you accept the clear mirror. That's why you say, Do you understand? Before you say, it's, you already accept the clear mirror. That's why you say, Do you understand? Can't you? No?
I don't understand the last thing you said.
Well, for instance, I originally accept all of you before I think or I don't think, right? And then I say, I don't want to accept you. Means what? What do you mean? I already accept you. That's why I say, I don't accept you. Because already through my life, you know, and then I can see Bob. And then I see, oh, Bob, how are you? when my feeling is good, I say, how are you? You shake hand. But I don't feel good, I don't want to shake hand. So whatever I do, already I like him or I don't like him, is just like a bubble. Before that, I already accept him. Is that clear? So that's why clear mirror is completely clear.
Okay, let me ask this in a different way. You completely accept everybody. To you, likes and dislikes are like little bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way they are to me.
Well, that, even though you say so, that is your life anyway. That is for you. Well, what does it mean? What do you want to ask me?